The main storm impact with the nor'easter rolling up the coast is the flooding potential. Those poor drainage spots on the Beltway to 70 I-66, standing water this evening all the way through the early part of Monday. Streams and rivers, a couple of those will approach flood stage, so the secondary roads will have some ponding of water on the roads. Turn around, don't drown, that's the motto, because usually these areas are deeper than what they appear, and they can cause your vehicle to stall. Easterly fetch on the west side of the Chesapeake Bay and up the tidal Potomac will also trigger flooding in those lower-lying spots adjacent to those water bodies. The winds pick up overnight, gust of 40 to 45 miles per hour through Monday morning. A couple of trees with weak root systems will topple, scatter power outages, and even some of those main intersections where you have traffic lights to guide you during the morning, they could be out. So keep that in mind, that there could be some flashing stoplights through tomorrow morning commute. On the backside of it, we get a chill factor in here on Tuesday, so you have to bundle up in multiple layers before you head out to work or school on Tuesday. Could be a couple of flurries, but we are not expecting snow accumulation here across the DMV.